Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yep, heck of an evening it is. You know, kind of chilly outside, been rainy, you know. It's me, your host. I am him in the building, man, up in this joint. Got Father Men in here. We got Brother Harry Cootie in the building somewhere. Maybe he's out back or something, but he's in the building as well. You know, today's show is more or less, we're going to try to go a little further in today because, you know, a lot of people, they deal with that, the situation of, you know, some of what the topic is, and that is simply death. That's a hard topic for people to deal with and talk about because of how it's been given to us as maybe more or less something to fear. So we're going to go into it today and, you know, just get to the bottom of the whole death and the illusion of death. So that's why you have the topic. Death. The ultimate illusion. So, Father Men, you know, today's show, like I said, is about death, and we know that people do have a hard time coping with death. Mm-hmm. Or even accepting that, you know, it is, mm-hmm. without it being a negative situation. So before you came into the education where you're at now, what was your view on death?
My view on death before I came into the knowledge that I have now was definitely something that I was afraid of, or I thought was some sort of ending point, not really something to look forward to, rather something to run away from, considering, you know, modern technology as far as pace of, you know, cosmetics wanting to always, you know, be forever young.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So before now, like I said. Yeah.
He's back, everyone. He's not back anymore. There's somebody in the building. Topic of death, man. The ultimate illusion. You know, I just asked Father Man his take on death before he, you know, further into education of understanding what, you know, what death was really. Like, what was your take on death? Like, what was it? Because I'm going to tell you, when I was young, I viewed death as scary. I didn't want to die. You know, I looked at the movies and everything was that.
Right.
You shoot it to death. You crash, you die. I'll burn up, you die. Then I noticed that death was no coming back or nobody. Everybody I saw go through death at funerals, it was painful. It was crying. I didn't want to go through that. So what was your take on death when you was, you know, you might have a different view early.
Very different view. Yeah, man, I was, I was anxious at night. Older brother was mental health. So I was moved to death. Seriously.
I was running.
He was coming after me.
Right, he was on you, huh?
Yeah. I would have to fight.
Yeah. die and then be reborn. And then tell you through their story.
Follow the example. Yeah, exactly. He went out there and died for people.
But they say you need to go die and then be reborn so you can die. So, you know, it don't make no sense.
Why be scared of?
Why be scared of? That's why we're here talking about it now.
I was terrified of.
That's how they get
you. And that's exactly what I get
you from the fear. Or showing nothing after death. Or teaching or educating in a way in which death is the ultimate end. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
I mean, it was given to us in some cartoons, too.
Uh-huh.
When I was young, Bambi showed the death.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was in our cartoon. Like I said, when I was young, G.I. Joe. That was war. The show was death. You know what I'm saying? Transformers, Thundercat, He-Man.
Thundercat.
Well, not He-Man because, you know, they never died. They just fought each other. That's just
the time.
But, you know, so it's instilled. It was instilled. It was, like you said, it was given to us early that death is just all this bad situation. But, through our further education, we've come to find out more. I got a grave appreciation for death. I'm not inviting death at the moment, but I got a grave appreciation and respect for it because I'm not suicidal, but I can't wait to see what's next. I'm eager. You know, so I don't walk around on pins and needles. I shouldn't step off this curb before I come in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not superstitious. I just believe that death is just a new beginning. Because you don't know what's after that. You can't say that's an end. You can just say that's a new beginning of whatever is next. So even when you deal with the Christians, they tell you that you shouldn't fear death. But then in the same sense, they tell you that you should fear death, like you said.
Fear it if you don't believe. Love it if you do believe.
Yeah.
Embrace
it. It's another aspect of religion. Yeah.
That's literally.
So that's where we coming at, y'all. Man, to the grave it all.
What's up, radio?
Radio, man. Death, the ultimate illusion. Now,
everybody want to be young forever.
Yeah, see, they're scared to die because, I mean, just saying, they don't understand. And if you say that to somebody, you know, that they might slip their wig.
Right.
Because I've heard E say it a couple of times out in public. People look at him, like, what is he saying over there? But because they're not knowing exactly what you mean by what he's saying. Like I say, I'm not inviting it, more or less, as they come right now. I'm welcome to the subject.
Right.
I also don't feel like we're supposed to be crying and wearing all black, covering our faces, and you know what I'm saying? That's like ceremonial. Ritualistic language of foolishness. Oh, well, actually, that would be British. A British is compared with English. That's English history. We have union. It was a marriage. Wasn't ritualistic like that. Our unions were merely acknowledgement for each other, and we had enough respect for our tribes or people around us to pay attention to the acknowledgement. We gathered everybody in the court or in the yard and stated that this was a union. The lead, you know, guy, probably the witch doctor or chief of the tribe, and then that was it. There was no permission slips and all of that. That legally binds and stuff. So, marriage and death play also a hand-in-hand part when you're dealing with how marriages are set up and how, according to a system, it can be a stress giver.
Marriage?
Yeah, not being married per se, the whole idea of I have to get married to even be who somebody in society.
Right.
That can be helpful toward you getting to your death. So, death, man. Death. You know, I wouldn't support them at all.
I second that statement.
the whole dressing up of the body.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole ritual that's just unbelievable.
It's scare tactics.
Man, think of the funeral homes. Approaches in a different way. I'm just trying to add on by live a little miserable life. He's going to, we all got to die. And the big win that will be, we'll put your best foot forward, get a cause to live for, but you don't mind dying.
So, are we dying, or are we just moving out? It's just an actual situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we actually do die. We're not in death, that's death.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you actually die, that also saying that we have so much specifically that we're going on, or we still end up going. We just acknowledging that we do, this special is going to stop, and death is everything will stop. Everything is having mental attached to that energy. As it said, did we actually more or less die, and then theoretically, could we really be where we're going and remember? But of course, we don't know anyone who's done it and came back. I'm just saying. Okay, when you think about death, it don't have to be an ending like you said, for real. I think my car just ran out of gas. I might have just walked over into another vehicle. I might remember. I've never been dead. I don't know nobody who's been dead. They told me the guy named Jesus was dead, came back, kicked it, boop, and he dipped out, and then he'd be back, and never, haven't seen no hide nor hair of this guy.
Well, you're talking about a serious thing going. Well, I think about death, like we talk about, like, being deluded.
Five foot 6, 130
pounds. Not here no more. He might come back 6 foot 7. So
50 years from now, though.
Dogging on people, boy. 50 years from now.
Yeah,
you never know.
Right. So that matters, man. It's just that death, his body, his breath, that our energy is used at the moment. Body center, the energy is serious. Just
ooh.
Shoot wherever it shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that I have had.
Mm-hmm.
Energy, we us doing just great as hope to do it.
I heard people say, well, you know, you might come back as an animal, you might come back as an insect, and you know, kind of people say a lot of stuff. I've heard this person met them how it was in last night.
If you go this over to Dark Face,
universe,
next type of biology school. Because I've heard this is a star.
That's what that fear is. That fear have us limited to what
yeah.
obstacles.
Yeah, that whole spectrum.
Because we have a single perspective
right.
of life on this planet.
And then we got to
that living that experience
mm-hmm.
of life on this planet.
That's the life experience.
Tunnel vision does. To only see it from this perspective. We come back and take one. You know what I'm saying?
Because somebody's filed back. Really? I mean, it's got
its
possibility.
You step back, at the fear of porn. While you living as a person on earth that needs to let that you.
Even jumping on intellectually being dead. We talked about being physically dead and then, progressing from there with that thought. But even mentally, having no real effort to grow consciousness, to continue to be stagnant, and voluntarily, though, is quite sad.
Approach these ideas in a different way.
I don't know what it is, man. Walk the walk.